Gary Kubiak names a backup QB, and Ed Reed hits the field, plus some injury news. This all happened on Thursday.
TJ, we're going to season with TJ starting as our two this week, John. And, you know, I visited with those guys, when was it, yesterday or at the end of Tuesday's practice, I'm not sure. But, you know, I couldn't have made a wrong decision. I mean, they both played so well. But I think it was a matter of one guy really raising his level of play in Case and how far he's come. And I think he has a very bright future. But I think TJ answered the bell. I mean, he got pushed, and TJ played as good as he's played around here, you know, throughout the course of the preseason. So that's the way we'll get started. But I told him it's a responsibility, TJ, to perform that well. And doesn't mean we're set for the season. So it'd be a very competitive environment, but that's the way we'll get started. You know, he's come a long way, guys. You know, there's some progress that would have to be made, you know, to get him ready to go on Monday. But, boys, he made a lot of progress. You know, we got two extra practices on Monday and Tuesday. He did participate in those practices. Today he participated on a limited basis in practice. And so I don't know. I mean, I don't want to say it can't happen because there's been such good progress. So we'll see day to day right now. We'll hopefully do a little more tomorrow. We'll put him in his pads tomorrow and see how he responds to that. But there has been great progress. In a drill, he just comes off the ball and didn't even get touched. You know, just stuck his foot in the ground to run and broke his foot. So he had surgery yesterday. He and Brandon Williams had surgery yesterday. They're both doing fine. And we're kind of in an evaluation process right now, John, with Quiz. Saying how long is the, you know, how long will it take? Is there a possibility he makes it back? Does he not make it back? Antonio's coming back next week. So, you know, there's a lot of things going on that could happen with that roster spot in the next week. Sharpton did not practice. Sharp was evaluated before the New Orleans game with a concussion. Okay? And he is in the concussion protocol right now. He's doing very well today, but is not back on the practice field.
You know, he looked good today. You know, he ran around. He did the things we needed to do. Looked like his tempo was great. Looked like he was, you know, he's in pretty good condition for what we had him to do. So, you know, we're going to throw him out there and just see, rotate him out and see how we go. See how the week develops, though, too, you know.
I mean, I feel like I'm game ready to carry the load. But, you know, obviously I could understand his timidness and his, you know, little bit of withdrawal he'll have, but you know, it's early in the season, it's game one, so you know, I'll get my feet wet this game, and you know, however the game plays, that's how it's going to play. But you know, I feel like I'm game ready.
Everybody's watching on Monday night, and it's kind of the whole world tunes in. It's a chance for the entire nation to see what you're about, and it's great for us. I mean, we get a chance to go out there and put our best foot forward and show everybody, set the tempo for the year. And we're excited about that opportunity. We're excited for the chance, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
You know, they're a good group. They're very physical and active up front, do a lot of different things from a pressure standpoint. They're secondary, some new faces to their team, but guys that have played a lot of football in this league, so they're veteran. They've got a good tandem of safeties in the back end that have played a lot of football, so we're just going to have to go out there. It's going to be a tough test for us.
Oh, man, it's you know, it's very special for anybody, especially a rookie. First game to be Monday Night Football. The whole world's watching. Only two games on that night. You know, so I just want to go out there and make a statement for this team.
We're brothers, and so you never want to have a situation where you can't be there for your brothers. And so when I knew that I'd have an opportunity to be ready, I made my mind up that I'd be ready.
How do you view what you'll be able to do on Monday? Because I think Gary said there'll be some moving in and out in terms of what, because you haven't been out there for a while. What do you think you can do?
I'm preparing myself to play every snap and go out and win a ball game.